You don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past. Now, I don't suppose many of us spend a lot of time thinking about that, but a lot of us spend a lot of time making that error. That's an excellent symbol. All you got is now. We're saying here, don't think in reverse. There's a great poem here, Forgive. I remember years and years ago, I suffered with headaches, terrible headaches. I got to the point where I was taking Buffering for the headaches. Then I got to the point where I was taking Sinutab with codeine for headaches. There was 16 in the bottle, and I got to the point where I was taking 2 bottles a day. As a matter of fact, most times I didn't even remember my head not aching. But I was sort of numb all the time. Of course, with that much junk in you, I guess you couldn't be any other way. And I remember talking to this chap. I was in the Hotel Vancouver, and I was picking up 2 heavy briefcases or suitcases, and I was in a real rush to get to the airport. He said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "You look like you're going to pass out." And I said, "I feel like I am." Well, he said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "My head is aching so bad, I feel sick to my stomach." Now, some of you suffer with this, and I felt like banging my head against the wall. It was so much pain. He said, "Go and sit down in that chair." And I said, "I don't have time. I got to catch a plane." He said, "Listen, you can always get another plane. You only get one head." He said to me, "Do you know what forgive means?" On the top of page 58, that's the title of the poem, Forgive. And by the way he asked the question, I just thought, "I probably don't." And I said, "Well, I don't know." He says, "Forgive means let go of completely, abandon, just let it go. Unequivocally, no strings attached." Now he said, "If you want to rid yourself of headaches, just forgive all thoughts that are on your mind, and you just listen to me." And he put me in a totally relaxed state. I felt better than I had felt for years. If you're suffering from headaches, take the relaxation tape out of your program and commit yourself to listen to it every day for 30 days. And as you let yourself get involved in that relaxation tape, you're going to forgive any thought that comes to your mind. You're going to program your subconscious mind to put your body in a totally relaxed vibration, because you're going to find that your head is aching because of the things that you're not letting go of. And it's causing tension, and it's causing an abnormal state of vibration of the cells in the brain, which causes the blood to rush to the head. And as you put yourself in a totally relaxed state, you'll soon become programmed to relax. I know that I would not be able to do what I do as often as I do it, and as long as I do it, if I wasn't relaxed. I am just as relaxed here in front of you or in front of this camera as if I was sitting in my den patting Ginger, my dog. I am. For Linda's sake, or Libby, you see. We have 2 dogs. They accuse me of favoring one of them. Now, probably because I do. I think Ginger's prettier. Now, study that poem. Study the meaning of it. On page 59, we say, "You'll never obtain any substantial measure of material wealth if you insist upon living your life as if you are looking back through your rearview mirror on your automobile. Nevertheless, it seems to be a very common error which many people have turned into a habit. Let the dead bury the dead. Let it go. I don't care how bad it was, let it go. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when you look back in retrospect at that terrible thing that's happened, you're going to find it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to you. Advancement of all kinds is preceded by a crisis. The greater the crisis, the greater the opportunity for advancement." Or you could put it another way. You could say, out of all confusion comes order, a higher degree of order than that which existed prior to the confusion. Because you see, the confusion was a learning state.